Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our script today, Watchman, What of Night, was written by Joseph Mindell and is the last in a series of four outstanding programs originally presented on The Eternal Light. This series marks The Eternal Light's 10th year of broadcasting.
These are the words of the prophet Isaiah. The morning cometh, and also the night. Upon the watchtower, O Lord, I stand continually in the daytime. And one calleth unto me, Watchman, what of the night? The poet is a prophet, and a poem contains in itself all it would convey, which is infinity. If the words are few and the poem is brief, it may nevertheless encompass a life. This is the story contained in the words of Isaac Rosenberg, poet. France, the 1st of April, 1918. Break of day in the British trenches.
The darkness crumbles away. It's the same old druid time as ever, only a live thing leaps my hand. A queer, sardonic rat, as I pull the parapet's poppy to stick behind my ear. Poppies whose roots are in man's veins drop and are ever dropping, but mine in my ear is safe. Just a little white with the dust.
You're relieved now, Rosenberg.
Why should I take over?
Yes, I heard you, Bunter.
Hey, why don't you get going?
In a moment.
Hey, look, Rosenberg, if you like this blooming trench, you can take my stretch too.
All right, if you like.
Are you off your nut? Go on, get down the dugout. Wait a minute.
What is it, Bunter?
Nothing. Nothing. I just want to ask, anything doing out there?
Yes, there's a good deal of activity.
What's happening?
They seem to be especially busy.
Snipers?
No. Rats.
You'd think after 3 years in the trenches I'd be used to them. Rosenberg, sometimes I think it's not the Jerrys we're fighting, it's the rats.
No, you're wrong, Bunter. The rats are the only neutrals left.
What do you mean, neutrals?
Look out there.
Eh?
You see that big gray one?
Oh, yeah.
He's probably just come from the German lines.
That's crazy talk.
No. He's looking us over. Both sides. The Germans and us. Looking over his bread and butter.
Do me a favor, will you, Rosenberg? Get out of here. Go down to the dugout.
Hey, that's my foot. You stepped on Rosenberg.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hutchins. It's dark down here.
That's how it is at night. Dark.
It's always night in the dugout. Outside, it's morning.
Already? Another day.
Hutchins, how can you tell?
What's that?
How do you know? Maybe it's the same day. Maybe it's all one long day.
How do I know? Why, you told me yourself. Morley, are you up? Let's have a tune in honor of the new day. Come on now.
Is there another candle down here?
What for, Rosenberg? You want to write a letter again?
No. Yes. Yes, that's right, Hodgkins. Another letter.
Oh. To your girl back in England, eh? What's her name?
Her name is Helen.
I knew a girl once.
Or Eve. Or Lily.
Here, now, what are you giving me?
Well, you ask a question.
Giving yourself airs, eh? Like all your kind. You think you're superior?
No, I don't, Hodgkins. Do you think I am?
I'll lay off, Hodgkins.
Ah, who cares? Itch and scratch. Itch and scratch. I'm sick of the lice and the mud and the filth.
Why don't you get Rosenberg to write a letter to Edgewater?
Give me that candle.
What are you going to do, Hodgkins?
I'll show you. I'll burn the lights out of my clothes with the candle. Move over, Hodgkins. Let me get my shirt over the flame.
I've got some customers, too.
Come on, Rosenberg. Join the ants.
No, thanks.
I said come on. Your lice are no better than ours.
But it's no use. They'll be back tomorrow.
Let them. We'll be rid of them for today. Get to work, Rosenberg. Every man in the dugout. Get to work. Come on now. Get up there.
Dig them out with your nails, boys.
Hot them like seaweed pot.
There's one who'll never get another drop of my blood.
Did you keep your lily white hands clean, Rosenberg?
Look at your hands, Hodgkins. They're wet with your blood. Fiery hooves of day have trampled the night to dust. They've broken the censer of darkness, and its fumes are lost in light, like a smoke blown away by the rushing of the gust. When the doors of the sun flung open, morning leaped and smote the night. Grotesquely and queerly huddled contortionists to twist the sleepy soul to a sleep, we lie. All sorts of ways, and cannot sleep.
You're still awake, Rosenberg?
Oh, I'm all right, Bunt.
Maybe you should put the candle out.
No, I didn't want to sleep.
I had a dream. Do you dream a lot?
Sometimes.
I was frightened. I knew it was a dream, and I wanted to wake up.
Yes, Bunter.
Well, I couldn't. Rosenberg, I couldn't wake up. Does that ever happen to you?
It happens. Bunter, we always wake up.
Rosenberg, put out that candle.
Oh, shut up, Hodgkins.
No, it's all right. I'm finished now, Hodgkins.
Writing again, aren't you?
I said I was finished.
What's the matter? Can't you sleep without the biting of the lice? All right. Here now, where are you going?
To the officer's dugout.
Rosenberg?
Yes?
Remember, you're clean. Don't catch any lies from the officers.
Well, Lieutenant, I'd like you...
Private Rosenberg, stand at attention when you address an officer.
I'm sorry.
Sir.
I'm sorry, sir.
Where's your gas helmet? You're not carrying it.
A gas helmet? Oh, I must have forgotten it. Sir.
What's the use? All right, stand at ease. Rosenberg, you've been in the army for 3 years. You're a soldier.
No, sir, I only enlisted to be a soldier.
Eh? What's the difference?
Well, someday I'll stop being a soldier.
Maybe someday you'll stop being a live soldier.
Maybe. Lieutenant, I'd like you to pass this letter.
Another one? What's in it?
It's
well, don't tell me. I'll find out. Well, more poetry, eh? 10 pages more.
Yes, sir.
Rosenberg, I'm a military censor, not a literary critic.
Lieutenant, you don't have to read it. Just stamp it.
Well, at least if you knew how to use punctuation. Oh, and look here. Don't you know that a plural subject takes a plural verb?
I guess it's like the gas helmet.
What do you mean?
Absent-mindedness.
Oh. I'll pass the letter, Rosenberg. Now, let me give you some advice. A poet can afford to be absent-minded, but a soldier can't.
Maybe you're right, sir. But I don't know any way to stop being what I am.
Don't you understand? This is no time for poetry.
Oh, Lieutenant, if poetry is no use now, at this time, when will it be?
Well, I'm a practical man, Rosenberg. It's better to be a live soldier than a dead poet.
There isn't much choice, is there? I can only hope for a decent epitaph. If life would come to me as she has never come, the music of the spring, the fullness of its prime, with roses in her hair, laughter on her lips. Ah, life, we'd dance a tune. Ah, life, we'd live. Blind fingers loose in iron cloud to rain immortal darkness on strong eyes.
Sergeant, is the entire platoon here?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now listen, all of you. I'm taking a patrol out tonight.
Repairing barbed wire and the usual, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir. And also reconnaissance close to the enemy lines.
Ask me your pardon, Lieutenant.
Yes, Hodgkins?
Did you volunteer for the patrol, sir?
The Major didn't give me the opportunity.
Are you asking for volunteers?
I didn't say so.
Well, sir, if you are, you can count me in. Rosenberg, what about you? Or are you afraid?
I don't want heroes. This is a risky enough job as it is. Well, Rosenberg?
If the job has to be done, Lieutenant, let's get it over with.
Good, good. I'll take you, Rosenberg. And Bunter?
Yes, sir.
Morley?
Yes, sir.
And, all right, you, Hodgkins.
Yes, sir.
That's all.
Lieutenant, did you send my letter through?
Rosenberg, I promise you an epitaph you'll be proud of.
Well, it's all the same to you, sir. I prefer to write my own by a military censorship.
Well, suit yourself. Get some sleep, men. We'll start in a couple of hours, as soon as it gets dark.
Over your feet, Hodgkins.
In this dark, it's only luck that I'm not falling over yours, Matt.
Be quiet, all of you. We're only 50 yards from the German lines.
Lieutenant, there's a shell hole a few yards ahead.
Good, Rosenberg. We'll make for it. Keep your heads below the rim.
How quiet it is, Lieutenant.
What would you like, Rosenberg? A brass band?
In England, there would be crickets, birds.
Here, too, once.
There's no artillery.
No. I don't like it. It's too quiet.
Oh, Jed! I used to sing that at school. Why shouldn't I sing? Stuck in their trenches. Ruslan, oh, Ruslan of Erhagen. His temper is off.
Now, it's his natural schnapps baritone.
last light of dear Heiden. Röslein sprach, ich bin.
Quiet, everyone. They're drunk.
That's what I said.
They must have been issued a whiskey ration.
An issue of artificial courage.
Well, it doesn't look good. Let's get back to our lines.
Hurry!
What is it, Bunter?
The rat. A foot long. He just walked over me end.
Well, remember, Bunter. He's looking us over.
I'm getting out of here.
Quiet there.
Drop the wire clippers.
Maybe they didn't hear. Now we're for it. Don't be a fool, Bunter. We'll have to wait.
Relax, Bunter.
The God of Whiting.
The side of the shallow stands, I'm willing to wait right here till the water's over.
Always looking for a soft berth, eh, Hodgkins?
The devil.
Hodgkins, are you here?
No, Lieutenant.
Then what's eating you?
Lice again.
Shells dropping 3 yards away and bullets parting your hair. You worry about an itch.
It's a good sign, Lieutenant. Our eyes are too much on death.
Well, save your unperturbed serenity, Rosenberg. Are you turning heroic on me?
No, Lieutenant. Maybe we're all dead soon, but until then, I'm alive. Every minute, every second of a second.
Sir, firing is striking off.
Well, start living fast, Rosenberg. We're going to make for our lines.
Somber the night is. And though we have our lives, we know what sinister threat lurks there. But hark, joy, joy, strange joy. Low heights of night ringing with unseen larks, music showering on our upturned listening faces. Death could drop from the dark as easily as song, but song only dropped like a blind man's dreams on the sand by dangerous tides. Like a girl's dark hair, for she dreams no ruin lies there. For her kisses, where a serpent hides.
I thought I heard him singing again.
Not from here, Bunter. Our trenches are too far apart.
Listen, Rosenberg.
To what? There's only stillness.
Oh, it's so quiet you can hear the rats out there.
It's no use, Bunter. You can't frighten them with stones.
Even the snipers don't shoot. They're making ready.
And we're ready, too. Full pack, standing in the trenches. Every man beside his neighbors and every man alone. Thinking his own thoughts.
Well, it'll be worse without neighbors.
Each soul is condemned to its separate prison. And yet, Bunter, when the prisoners assemble in the courtyard, we suspect each other. We talk cautiously, with fear.
Well, who isn't afraid to die?
Prisoners are already dead men. No, Bunter, we're afraid of being betrayed.
You're at it again, Rosenberg.
I never stop, Hodgkins.
This is a fine place for philosophy.
You don't pick the place or the time. You take what's offered. You...
Shh! Listen. Even the rats are quiet. When will it begin?
Where's your gas helmet, Rosenberg? Have you forgotten it again?
No, Lieutenant. It's an unnecessary encumbrance.
They may use gas.
Or bullets. Does it matter?
The order was to carry helmets.
Orders, too, are unnecessary.
Rosenberg, what has happened to your serenity?
My birthday is in November, Lieutenant. I'm waiting to see if I'll ever be 28 years old. It's hard to be serene while I'm waiting.
I'll tell you something. I was 28 some years ago. There's nothing special about it.
Not when it's past, Lieutenant. Not when it's past. Bunter, why do you wait here in the trenches? Why don't you run?
I don't see you running, Rosenberg.
Oh, it isn't new for me. I've waited before the temple for the soldiers of Babylon. In a walled ghetto, for the first flickering flame. Yes, and I've waited armed in the hills of Judea.
It's queer talk, Rosenberg. I don't understand.
There isn't time to explain. Why don't you run?
I think you don't understand yourself.
You're a brave man, Bunter. Yes, we're all brave. We're heroes. Dead heroes.
Even you, Rosenberg. Even a frightened little philosopher like you.
Stop it, Rosenberg. Let Hodgkins stop it. Quarrel with lice, Hodgkins. My quarrel's not with you.
Fixed bayonets. Pass the word along. Fixed bayonets.
Fixed bayonet.
Your bayonet, Rosenberg.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do it for you. Well, I won't be long to wait now.
No. We're almost ready.
Rosenberg, I'm not an educated man. All your strange talk, it mixes me up. But I think you're looking for something. What is it?
I'm listening. The world's too full of echoes. I'm listening for the real voice. And you, Bunter, what are you looking for?
Me? How can I tell? Maybe I'm still listening to echoes.
I'm looking for a way to live and a way to die. But, Bunter, maybe they're the same.
I don't understand, but keep talking.
But I do. I do. Suddenly I understand, and so must you.
There isn't much time.
Oh, I think I always knew it. To live is to create from dying things what never dies.
You're not afraid now, Rosenberg.
No, Bunter, not anymore. Oh, flame out, you glorious skies. Welcome our brave. Kiss their exultant eyes. Give what they gave.
Don't stop, Rosenberg.
I saw the face of God today. I heard the music of his smile. And yet I was not far away. And yet in paradise the while I lay upon the sparkling grass. And God's own mouth was kissing me, and there was nothing that did pass but blazed with divinity.
The 1st of April, 1918. Killed in action and buried in an unknown grave, Isaac Rosenberg, poet.
I go to meet Moses. Death does not conquer me. I conquer death. I am the master.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Chaplain Major General Ivan L. Bennett, Chief of Chaplains, Department of the Army, Washington, D.C. Chaplain Bennett.
It is a pleasure for me to participate in this broadcast marking the Eternal Light's 10th anniversary on the air. It is always fitting to look to the past and to the future in celebrating an anniversary. We live in an age of stress and tension. We too ask, Watchman, what of the night? The answer of Isaiah is simple. The morning cometh. And also the night. We have lived through wars and rumors of wars, through good times and bad. But perhaps the most important message of each man's life lies in the very living of that life, in the fact that our most urgent plans and lofty projects are all subject to the will of God. The morning cometh, and also the night. During the Korean campaign, one of our Jewish chaplains, serving in the punch bowl sector, sent back word that he never delivered sermons in the vicinity of the battlefield. Prior near the battlefield, he said, is in itself a sermon. All of those associated with the writing and producing of the Eternal Light programs have, in a way, followed this same philosophy. In your commendable series of broadcasts dealing with the various colorful and meaningful phases of Jewish life, you have enriched the lives of your large and devoted audience, which includes representatives of all faiths. I look forward to your next 10 years on the air. God bless you.
Thank you, Chaplain Bennett. Eternal Light drama today, Watchman, What of Night, was written by Joseph Mindell. The script was based upon the book of poems by Isaac Rosenberg, published by Schocken Books, Incorporated. The music was composed by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Kadams. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Chester Stratton as Rosenberg, Wendell Holmes as the Lieutenant, Ivor Francis as Hodgkins, William Griffiths as Bunter. Guy Repp was the sergeant. Carl Emery played the soldier. The narrator was Norman Rose. This has been a Radio Network production under the direction of Edward King. Howard Riggs speaking. Time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its independent affiliated stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.